him. They...
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines: LCC demolishes over 100 illegal makeshift structures. NWASCO hands over PPE materials from UNICEF to the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation. Cape Verde declares state of emergency after deadly floods. And CAF Stadium ruling forces Lesco's opponents to seek nature ground. Now, the news in detail. NWASCO has successfully held a fiscal sludge management forum and hands over PPE materials from UNICEF to the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation for commercial utilities. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Zambia IPCO Association President Rispi Razient Saboya says personal protective equipment is very important according to the regulation set for the sanitation on the working ground. Mr. Saboya says the PPE that have been donated will go a milestone for the sanitation sector and the workers.
In our sanitation sector, personal protective equipment is very, very critical. And according to the regulations, they must set for sanitation. No sanitation actor is allowed to work without the PPE. So the PPE that has been donated today will go a milestone for our sanitation sector, for our actors. I can give you an example of what has been happening. If you go around, you find these operators, our people in vacuum tankers, some are pit emptiers. You find that most of them, they don't have the correct PPE. So this donation will go a long way.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Water Assistant Director for Sanitation, Ilanda Nyerenda, says the PPE provide an opportunity and shared commitment towards implementation of fiscal slide services in the country.
We also showcase various business and service delivery modules that providers are implementing to inclusive sanitation services as espoused in the Vision 2030 and Sustainable Development Goal Number 6.21.
The Lusaka City Council LCC, in collaboration with the State Police ZP, has demolished over 100 illegal makeshift structures of traders operating under the high voltage ZESCO power lines along Ring Road and nearby roads. Speaking in a statement, Lusaka City Council Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the action was taken after the Council's Department of City Planning issued multiple warning and notices to the structure's owners, urging them to remove the structure voluntarily and relocate to designated areas. Ms. Mwamba says the warnings were ignored, prompting the Council to take enforcement action. The demolishing serves as a reminder to the public to adhere to Council regulation and cooperate with authorities to maintain law and order in the city. She says the Council's action demonstrates its dedication to maintaining a safe and orderly city. By working together with the public, the Council aims to ensure that Lusaka remains a place where citizens can live and work in a peace and health environment.
The Lusaka City Council, in collaboration with State Police, has demolished over 100 illegal makeshift structures of traders operating under the high-voltage ZESCO power lines along Ring Road and nearby roads. This action was taken after the Council's Department of City Planning issued multiple warnings and notices to the structure owners, urging them to remove the structures voluntarily and relocate to designated areas. However, the warnings were ignored, prompting the Council to take enforcement action. The demolition serves as a reminder to the public to adhere to Council's regulations and cooperate with local authority to maintaining law and order in the city. The Council's action demonstrates its dedication.
The second COMESA Ministers of Health meeting has commenced in Lusaka, Zambia, bringing together health leaders from across the region to discuss critical issues affecting the health sector. Speaking during the event, the Vice President Mutalona Mangu has urged the region to act boldly with unity and foresight to address health challenges. Mrs. Nalumango has emphasized the need for collective action to build resilient health system and promote regional health security. She has indicated that the meeting aims to advance strategies that ensure access to quality health care for all while preparing system to respond decisively to future health threats. Child Fund Zambia has called on stakeholders to place children at the heart of environmental policies, funding and action, citing the disproportionate impact of climate change on young people. Speaking during the National Adaptation Plan, NAP Expo 2025 in Lusaka, Child Funds Zambia's official, Nicholas Muchimba, emphasized the urgency of addressing environmental challenges such as prolonged drought, devastated floods and unpredictable rainfall pattern. He noted that the issue, compounded by land degradation, diversity loss, pollution and water, are disrupting livelihood and deepening food security across Zambia. Mr. Muchimba has highlighted Child Fund's commitment to environmental sustainability as a form of child protection, pointing to innovative projects like the community adaptation to alternative sources of energy initiatives in Kafue.
In partnership with the Econic S Foundation, we introduced a solar lighting initiative for learners in off-grid schools within game management areas. These are areas, for example, last season that faced severe drought, lowered river levels, forcing wildlife into human settlements in search of water, creating safety risks for children walking to and from school. So these solar lamps have not only extended study hours after dark, but also improved nighttime safety by deferring wildlife. 2,339 learners in 16 schools across two districts have benefited from these solar lights, replacing unsafe environmental.
The Zambia Education Information Center, ZEIC, has commended the Ministry of Education on promoting special and disabilities education in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News, ZEIC Acting Executive Director David Chikamba says it has now become common to find all districts have special facilities with special education. Even during exams, the Examination Council has catered for pupils with special education and disabilities. Mr. Chikamba says the pupils write the same exam with other pupils, but they are being given extra time. Even when marking their scripts, are given extra attention. He said ZEIC is happy with what the ministry is doing to meet the need of pupils with special needs.
Actually, the Ministry of Education is already doing enough to promote special education for pupils with disabilities.
Okay.
This time it's very common to find each and every district, there are schools with special facilities for special children.
Okay.
Even during exams, the Examination Council of Zambia has catered for those people. So they write the same exams, but with special facilities like being given extra time during exam time. Even when marking their scripts paid special attention.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, has distanced itself from comments made by aspiring Chawama Member of Parliament, Morgan Munda, who urged President Hakainde Hichilema and the Director of Public Procurement to discontinue court cases involving the Lungu family. UPND Lusaka Province Chairperson Ovias Mwaliteta has clarified that the President has no authority to interfere with ongoing judicial proceedings, citing the principle of separation of power. Mr. Mwaliteta has emphasized that the Lungu family, like any other citizen, has the right to defend themselves and prove their innocence.
Ongoing legal proceedings cannot and should not be interfered with the political statements or public pressure. I have noted with concern the recent remarks by aspiring Chaoma Member of Parliament, Mr. Morgan Chonya, urging the President, Alain De Jirema, the DPP, Gilbert Pili, to discontinue court cases involving the Lungu family. Such suggestions, however, with well intention, they might appear amount to interference in the judicial process. President Alain De Jirema, SH, took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Zambia. Our justice system